If you think of an aged care home, you're probably picturing silver hair and wise old faces, not teenagers. But one aged care home on the New South Wales Central Coast is bucking the trend with a number of fresh high school graduates on their staff. For an industry that's struggled to find workers, they say this untapped workforce is not only helping fill roles, but also bringing some youthful energy to the home. So could a younger workforce help staff our aged care homes? With me is China Ambler and Bronwyn Corley, who both work at Nerine Gardens Aged Care Home in Bateau Bay on the New South Wales Central Coast. Welcome to you both. China, I might start with you. You're 18. You're the youngest worker at the centre. What got you interested in aged care?
Well, I worked at a supermarket through high school and I just really enjoyed helping the older customers at the checkout with their shopping. And I just love talking to them and making sure that they felt comfortable and supported. And I feel like that's kind of what sparked my interest into working, in an aged care facility.
And so you took the plunge. Did it pay off for you?
Yes. I absolutely love it so much.
Tell me a little bit about what the day-to-day is for you.
Well, we have designated activities every day and we go to their rooms and we get them out and try to keep them as comfortable and as happy as possible, get them out and socialize. And they do love to see us in the morning times. There's one of the ladies, Maureen, up the front, and she's always ready for us when we walk through the door, and I get a big hug and a big smile every morning, and it's so nice.
Well, Bronwyn, you're quite new to the sector yourself. You've worked as a coordinator at this centre for just over a year. Why did you make the move into aged care yourself?
It's got some similarities to China, actually. So I worked, first of all, as a primary school teacher and then in book publishing. And we had my mum-in-law come and stay with us for a year, and I found I just love spending time with her and listening to her stories. And so I saw the job advertised as a lifestyle coordinator and took a leap of faith and applied for the position.
One of the problems that we hear a lot about with the aged care sector is that staffing is an issue, finding and retaining staff. How does that play out in your experience?
Yeah, it can be quite difficult. There is a little bit of a turnover in the sector still. But we've been really lucky with our lifestyle team because we've had an established team that have been there quite some years. And as team members have moved on for different reasons, it gave us the opportunity to actually have these three members come in that were younger, and it worked out beautifully because they actually started off doing work experience with the local high school, coming in and experiencing what the job was like, and then as jobs became available, they decided they really did enjoy it, and they went to TAFE and did the certificate for in leisure and health. And they were able to then do their work experience, their practical hours with us, and they slid right into the team once they'd finished. So it's been wonderful, and we've actually been incredibly fortunate that we've bucked the trend a little bit and we haven't had that large turnover.
You are listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. With me is Bronwyn Corley and China Ambler, who both work at Nerine Gardens Aged Care Home. China is the youngest person on staff. She's 18 years old. And we're talking a bit about this younger part of the workforce coming into aged care. Is it an untapped resource? Nick in Canberra has texted to say, all my four children, three daughters and a son, worked in an aged care home as teenagers, as kitchen hands and servers. It was an indelibly positive experience in developing their empathy and open-mindedness. And Nick mentions, it did annoy the girls a bit that their brother got a lot more praise from the residents than they did for performing similar tasks. Well, we unpacked that a little bit in our chat about masculinity before. But Bronwyn, were you surprised to see such interest from younger staff members?
Oh, I was blown away, actually. I normally thought that teenagers chose to work in retail or fast food industries with their first jobs. And so I did wonder initially how they'd connect with older residents and whether they'd have the confidence to lead large group activities and initiate conversation and relationship. And I was blown away. I was so wrong. When they started, they worked alongside our experienced team and they were keen to learn and very quickly had the confidence to run sessions on their own. So they have fresh ideas and different perspectives, and I think our team's so much richer for having them there.
China, tell me about the new activity that you've been spearheading.
Oh, yes. Well, my co-worker, Kaylin, and I, we were thinking of new ideas that the residents would find relaxing and enjoyable. So we just decided on making a spa afternoon for them, as quite a few of them, they tell us that they're unable to go out now and get their nails done or go pamper themselves or that sort of stuff anymore. So we just felt like it would be a good idea to bring it to them instead.
So what do you do?
So we make little foot baths and we put some Epsom salts in there to just kind of loosen their muscles in their feet, and we give them hand massages and facials and neck massages and all of that sort of stuff for them. It's really what they would want us to do for them. We just ask them.
Bronwyn, tell me about the response from residents on having some younger people on staff.
Oh my gosh, they absolutely love them. The connection to residents was immediate, and they can often get people to take part in activities that they normally wouldn't do because they just want to spend time with them. And I think a lot of people may not realise that a lot of residents don't necessarily have family visiting. They might live too far away, or the family members and friends have passed on. And so the young people actually do become like a family to them. And it's just, you know, the very old and the very young is a combination that seems to work. Both sides have appreciated it so much.
We've heard a lot about the staffing issues in aged care through the Royal Commission, as we mentioned before. This sounds lovely, but is it a silver bullet for the staffing issues that are plaguing an entire sector?
Look, I don't know if you'd call it a silver bullet. I think it's I can only speak really about our organisation. I think that it could contribute to helping plug that need, even if it's a part-time job and a temporary position. So I can see these three young people working for us now, moving on into other areas. It may not be a career choice long-term for them, but if children are actually prepared to step into the role and try working here for a few years, I think that it would definitely help with the staffing issues. And I think the side benefit of actually having young people work here, they have a broader life perspective. And as your caller mentioned before, you know, it develops them in ways that other jobs may not. They've got an understanding of caring for the vulnerable in our community. And I think it would probably help, you know, create a more cohesive environment, society, just having young people experience that at a young age. I think it would actually be something that they carry through all their careers as they get older.
China, is this a long-term career for you, do you think?
Oh, yes, 100%. I love it so much. It doesn't feel like just a job. Like, I get up in the morning and I'm very excited to go to work and see all the ladies and the men. And yeah, I love the role that I'm in now, which is, yeah, leisure and health, but there's a lot of other opportunities as well, which I would love to do my Cert 3 and become an assistant in nursing in a few years, and then hope to end up in home care as well.
Well, Bronwyn and Chyna, thank you both so much for joining me. On the text line, someone says, these girls are gold. They should be paid accordingly and we will have more wonderful people working in aged care. Thank them from us all. Mm. So thank you. Bronwyn Corley is a coordinator. Chyna Ambler is an 18-year-old cafe and wellness officer. They're both at Nareen Gardens Aged Care Home in Bateau Bay on the New South Wales Central Coast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.